This is a recording of the podcast Things We Like from July 29th, 2013. This is the bit where the theme tune's going to go when we finally decide what it will be. This podcast was filmed by a live studio audience.
Hello, and welcome to
Things We Like.
Hi everybody, this is a podcast that we're doing that's about liking things. And tonight we have...
Alf, hello.
Mystery guest.
And me.
Yeah.
And I am Jim, and we're going to talk about things that we like.
Positively, I hope.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess. Alf, what do you like? Do you like anything this week? Yeah, what do you like, Alf?
Do you know what I really like? I really like festivals. Absolutely love festivals.
Yeah, it's true. Festivals are always good.
You can have an amazing time at festivals. And I think big and small festivals, it's just an ace way to have a good time. And especially this week, though, I've spent time helping to make a festival, a very small festival, and I really like that.
What did you make it out of?
Well, we built a stage out of trees. We went and chopped some trees down, built 7 massive posts, put them in the ground, strapped them up in a quality geometric pattern. Like, it's like a circle with 6 other circles around it, where the sort of center point, the central post, is where all 6 other circles cross. You know what I mean?
Okay, cool.
So then all the circles are spaced a circle's radius away from each other as well. So it was cool. It's like using crazy sacred geometry to make a structure. And yeah, we strapped all that down and then put like green army tarps over. And
so drones couldn't find you.
Built just over half of it, so you'd have half in the sun. And like, there was a point sort of in the mid-afternoon where the sun just streamed right into the whole structure as well, which was really cool. But and then built like a stage at the back, and that's where the DJs we played at the weekend sort of were performing from. But then we did loads of other cool stuff in the forest as well, like we were making charcoal and just, I don't know, it was a really, really good laugh.
What was the name of this mini festival?
Synchromnia.
What's the etymology of the word synchromnia?
Well, synchronicity, I suppose.
Okay.
And omnia, like
It's not half Greek, half Latin, is it?
No, it's sort of Latin.
Television.
I guess it's sort of half Latin, half Indian.
Oh, cool.
Omns, but like a... I don't know, it's a...
You come from omni.
But sync is Greek.
I have no idea.
I was thinking more like omming.
Okay.
In the sort of yoga sense of omming.
Universal meditation type.
Yeah, exactly.
Like omnipotence and sort of like omnipresence.
Hey, Mr. Stranger, now that you're talking, what did you like? What do you like?
Silence, apparently.
So reflect on that for a moment.
I like your beard. I like everybody's beard. I'm currently the only.
Oh, I liked
one.
His middle finger there. That was a really nice middle finger.
That was exceptional. Okay, what do you like, Jan?
This week, I'm not sure "like" is the correct term, but I've been interested by the antics of Phil Spector. Anyone know who Phil Spector is?
The wild-haired music producer slash murderer.
A wild-haired music producer slash murderer. He produced "Let It Be" by the Beatles.
Shit.
He is the man responsible for "Unchained Melody," which I think is the best-selling single of all time. When combined with all of its, all of its different recording. More interestingly, he did have a habit of inviting women over to his house, and when they wanted to leave, he would shoot at them. hilarious, Jim. Hilarious. Which culminated in when finally he put a gun in a woman's mouth and shot her through the back of the head. So he's gone to jail now, but the music lives on.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What exactly about that did you like?
Yeah. It just, you know, it was a good story. That's okay. What I liked about it. So, like, here's Phil Spector. He did all these amazing things. He's, like, the man responsible for Ike and Tina Turner. In fact, at Ike Turner's funeral, he had a big rant about how crap Tina Turner is and how she's nothing without Ike. I must say, if I had to pick Turner, I'd choose Ike. But mainly because Lawrence Fishburne played him in the movie. And that scene where he wails on Tina is very well done.
Wow.
You know, I don't advocate violence towards women, apart from that one.
Unless it's Larry Fishburne.
Semi-fictional scene. Yeah, he was pretty good. I like Larry.
He's a solid.
Yeah. So yeah, Phil Spector shoots women, takes drugs. Don't do drugs. Don't shoot women.
Well, as long as you're not going to shoot women, you can do drugs. I mean, I'm not necessarily advocating it, but
Alf,
I don't think they go.
Do any drugs.
I don't think they go hand in hand, though. I don't think shooting women and taking drugs go hand in hand. That's all I'm trying to say here.
It's not like a logical connection.
No, I don't think it's like you take drugs and you go and shoot. You go and get married potentially, and then just so you can shoot them because you've done drugs. That seems utterly ridiculous.
I want to say this now, but I think you guys have all gone to a very dark place.
That's right. That's right. What do we like?
Things you like.
I'm actually going to like something pretty dark now. It's again Larry Fishburne, but it's like Hannibal. Have you seen that yet?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
Do you want a smoother transition into that? If you're going to cut that out?
Oh, no, we're leaving that in.
Mm. Oh, great. And this, then, apparently.
Yeah.
Can I make silly noises for a moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm making silly hand gestures as well.
You like noises?
Oh, ace.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm glad we did that. So, anyway, Hannibal.
Excellent.
Really? Yeah, I've heard this a lot.
It's kind of awesomely creepy and well thought out and... It's almost as good as Sherlock Holmes in the 22nd century.
Have you been watching it?
I have.
That's really good, isn't it?
I watched the first 4 episodes. It was brilliant.
Oh, okay.
It's, for those who haven't seen it, it's an iteration of Sherlock Holmes, a cartoon from about the turn of the century, the turn of the millennium. Mm-hmm. And it's about Sherlock Holmes gets woken up in the future to fight a clone of Moriarty, and he's got a female Lestrade. And
he's got a robot Watson, hasn't he?
It wasn't actually Watson inside the robot.
Okay.
In the end, it turned out they made a rubber head for the robot, so it looks just like Watson. And it read all Watson's journals.
Okay. Well, I may have spoiled something for you, but I think they're going to find Watson in there at some point.
Oh, I've got to keep watching this show.
It's good.
The bit where Sherlock Holmes is screaming into the lake, "Watson, we can't let him die here. He'll rust."
It's fantastic. It's good. Good. I enjoy it. Sherlock Holmes in general. I do like putting her in an abstract situation. It can only get better.
You even liked Elementary, didn't you?
Yeah, to see Elementary.
I thought it was okay, but it started to lose interest for me after. I'd watched a couple of episodes and I thought they were pretty good, but then.
It seems to have a formulaic structure.
I've not watched it yet, but I do hear it's got that sort of, you know, Murder, She Wrote vibe. Kind of the same plot, sort of every week they do a thing. This other thing.
I don't know. That's the basis of Sherlock Holmes' original format, though, isn't it? That's basically how it went.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Serialized novels. Yeah.
You're not wrong. But
quite like those books. They're good. Mm-hmm. I haven't read them all, but there are some really good ones in there.
You can't actually sort of like die by being friends with Sherlock Holmes, but you can die by being friends with Jessica Fletcher.
Hell yeah! Every time.
Well, you don't die by being friends with Jessica Fletcher. You die by being friends with Jessica Fletcher's plans. So it's like, you need like one degree of separation. Like, if you know someone who knows Jessica Fletcher, then you need to arrange a meet-up ASAP to get yourself off the shit list. Because, you know, her friends are usually found. She goes to visit her friends, and her friends get accused of murders more often than not.
Her friends don't have to be murderers.
Sometimes.
So if you become friends with if you meet Jessica Fletcher, you've got to become as good friends with her as you can as quickly as possible.
You certainly don't want to be an acquaintance. You don't want to be someone who met her for, say, the opening 15 minutes.
And you want to appear to be someone who is a murderer but actually isn't.
That's true. Make yourself as suspicious as possible from the start, and it usually turns out that it won't be you.
I live my life by that credo.
That's true. I name pets after TV detectives. I do want to get a pug and call it Fletcher.
Sweet.
After her.
Not Jessica.
No, I just think it's not abstract enough. I would also maybe want a pub called Barnaby, after Tom Barnaby from Midsummer Murders.
Oh, nice.
Unfortunately, I'm going to run out of one day. My desire for pets is bigger than my knowledge of TV detectives.
Well, that can always expand. What's the name from Silent Witness?
Oh, I don't know. I can't really call the pet name Helen Mirren.
It wasn't Helen Mirren, was it?
Mm.
Was that her back in the day?
Oh, it's Prime Suspect.
Oh, yeah.
What's Witless Silence?
I can't remember. But there was some gnarly stuff in that bit.
It's getting gnarlier.
Yeah.
TV shows are much gnarlier now.
Do they?
Mm. Oh. I saw some shit on ITV the other week for some...
ITV?
ITV.
I thought we were discussing things we like.
People naked sitting on electric spike chairs and they go, and dying on videos that the police are watching. Jesus. Yeah, it's getting a bit dark again. What else do we like?
Continuing on TV, and not dark at all. I've been watching Luther recently.
Holy shit.
I watched the first series in 2 days.
Everybody dies.
It's pretty dark, and he often doesn't solve the cases that he's tasked with.
Awesome.
It's very good.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to watching that.
I couldn't recommend it enough. I'm going to break ground on series 2 at the weekend. See how that goes. Only 4 episodes of series 2.
Allegedly, what's his face? Monk. What's his name? Detective Monk.
Tony Shelton.
Yeah, he's been mentioned in the show. And
wow.
As the American Connection.
Oh, no. Munch.
Munch, even.
From Homicide: Life on the Streets?
From everything. He's appeared
he's
in, like,
The Wire as well, isn't he?
Cheers. Yeah, he's appeared in, like, 17 different shows as himself. He's on Sesame Street as a puppet. He's everywhere. And he might actually be on Luther, which is brilliant.
That is cool.
Which puts Luther into the Tommy universe.
Okay.
What the hell is Tommy universe?
Is this a universe derived from the Who's musical extravaganza and concept album? Tommy.
No, but oh. I like that. We're going to start expanding that one. There's the character from the end of St. Elsewhere.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The autistic kid, and at the end he's looking in the snow globe, and it turns out the whole thing was like a dream he had. Something. But because the links between St. Elsewhere and other shows, all these shows exist within Tommy's mind.
Nice.
Yeah. We should put Luther in there as well.
Yeah.
A little dark, yeah.
Messed up.
Yeah, he needs some help. Some pretty creepy shit.
I don't know. He only thinks it. He might be fine.
True.
And he did invent Denzel Washington's career, so it's awesome.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Does he get royalties with everything Denzel Washington does?
After Dens, yeah.
I wish I got royalties after Dens.
Even that new one with, oh god, Ryan Reynolds.
What, the Safe House?
No, Two Guns. Oh no, wait, yeah,
that's
that was Ryan Safe Reynolds. House. What's the
that's
new
Wahlberg.
One? Wahlberg and Washington.
Wahlberg and Washington.
Oh, white guys
all the same. I've got time for Wahlberg.
I've got time for Wahlberg. He just needs a firm hand. And a director.
Yeah. I'm down with that. Yeah. It sounded more erotic than I think it was.
Well, yeah, we've all seen Boogie Nights.
Yeah, certainly.
A firm hand was involved there.
Yeah.
Funny guy as well.
Yeah, he was really good in The Other Guys, is it?
And Ted.
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty poor in Ted.
Really?
I thought it was funny.
Not as funny as The Other Guys, sorry.
I've not seen that.
Do you think what I'm thinking?
I turned off
The Bushes.
Because The Rock stopped being in it.
Oh, I know, but...
It's so funny.
Ooh.
What is this that you like?
Hey, does everybody like the darkest kids television show from the 90s? Yeah. Nightmare.
I think we should title this episode, The Things You Like, Episode 1, Darkness. I don't watch Nightmare on Friday. It was good, and no one died.
Well,
that's quite an achievement on Nightmare.
I think I haven't really watched it. I've heard people, you guys, obviously talking about it before in the past, but I don't think I ever really watched it.
It's on Channel Plug, 10:30 challenge on a Friday night. Oh, there was something awesome on afterwards. I think you'd very much enjoy it. A jousting competition.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Full metal jousting.
Fuck yeah.
And they it's an hour long and they train about how to joust and stuff. And it looked pretty brutal.
Sweet.
I really enjoyed it.
I'd love to go joust.
Jared, my brother, made me turn it off.
Oh, what? Hard. I well want to go jousting though.
It's painful.
I bet it is, man, but I bet it's also good fun.
We could get some baguettes and shopping trolleys. There are 4 of us.
Yeah, that's true. It's not really what I'm after, though. I think it's harder to get dismounted out of a shopping trolley. I think you're just going to get hit with a baguette quite hard.
You've got to get the baguette straight on.
Yeah, but you're still not going to be able to twat them out of a shopping trolley, are you?
There's only one way you can find out.
It would turn into like a points match.
You're not wrong though, there is only one way to find out.
Before I forget myself at this point, Nightmare's back next week.
What, yeah, they're making
a new episode
for Geek Week on YouTube.
Hopefully complete to a new series.
It's got the original Traeger. Oh, he looks old.
He looks even better now.
I hope so. His voice might have a bit more gravel to it.
Welcome, stranger.
I thought that was so weird about that when they did Star Wars and the Emperor and the same actor playing Senator Palpatine as played the Emperor in the old one, and you're like, God, that just makes the makeup work they did in the original one look even better. You're like, fair play, guys. And he made that dude look haggard.
Maybe in the 7th.
Really? Well, that would work even better, wouldn't it?
Time-wise, yeah.
Is he going to be like the only guy in all nine?
If he makes it into
the
Zero. No,
he's not into the book. Is he even in the last two?
He's not in 4. And he's only a little bit in 5.
And it's it'll be difficult to have him in... What were we on?
7.
Yeah.
Difficult to have him in 7, considering the whole being thrown down a Death Star exhaust. Spoiler alert. Part 6.
Fuck. We just destroyed some people. There.
Some people. To be quite honest, if you've not seen Return of the Jedi yet, then you're a fool and a swine and you deserve to have it spoiled for you.
Mm. Take that, fascists.
Yeah, unless you're a young child, in which case.
I'm sorry.
Take that, you communist.
Please watch it and enjoy it despite knowing these things. It'll be meaningless unless you have watched it, really, anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I watched a bit with the long cover.
Oh,
he was on TV. Caught it. It was good.
Best bit is the keeper at the end.
Yeah, he's well upset.
Yeah. He's a really famous actor.
Yeah, I recognised him. I can't think of what I recognised him from.
He's a British dude. He turns up in
He's got like wonky eyes.
Yeah, he's always like a barrister or the suspicious friend that people have. It's probably been on Murder, She Wrote.
The suspicious friend.
Most people have been on Murder, She Wrote.
The best one was the Magnum hookup. Magnum P.I. on Murder, She Wrote, and then Jessica Fletcher on Magnum P.I.
Yeah.
It's the greatest double episode ever.
Yeah, there are quite a few crossovers for Diagnosis Murder as well. I don't think they achieved Jessica Fletcher.
They never got Jessica, they never got Magnum. They did get Quincy.
They did, but they couldn't have him playing Quincy, so they had him playing somebody who clearly was Quincy, but with a different name.
He could have changed his name. He could have got married and been modern.
I have a dog called Quincy.
What other pets have you had named after?
I've got a fish called Moore, so unfortunately the naming scheme is only going as well as I've only had two pets. I've got a cat who we call Cat. But
has there been a famous detective?
After that famous detective, Cat.
Mm.
Yeah.
17th century, I believe.
But, we named her before we came up with the scheme.
As a sideways way around this, you've got to write some kind of detective series with the main character called Cat.
Okay, just to make it fit.
Mm.
Okay.
Are you going to have Frost at some point?
I would hope so. If I get
Caruso?
If I get another fish, I'll probably call it Lewis. Which is Moss's sidekick.
Caruso.
Yeah. Well, again, we're crossing the line because it's famous TV detectives. We don't want famous film detectives.
Mm. Poirot.
Ironside. I wanted to get a cat and call it Dr. Mark Sloan, but apparently this isn't an acceptable name for a cat.
That's a brilliant name for a cat.
I think so.
Sophisticated.
Mm. It'd be funny taking them to the vet.
My brother's got a new idea, which I like. He wants to get his PhD in philosophy. Just for the abstract scenario in which somebody in a public place will come out and go, oh my god, please, we need help, is anyone here a doctor? Because a doctor of philosophy would quite possibly be the worst thing to turn up in that scenario.
It could be the best.
Well, it could be, but it would probably
I have an esoteric problem. Yeah. I'm a doctor of philosophy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, in that circumstance, fucking belting, but the guy's having a heart attack and my brother just wants to argue with the guy.
Is he having a heart attack?
Is he? How can you tell? What is experience?
Is reality subjective?
For me, he's not having a heart attack. He's just wriggling around, grabbing his arm.
Was there anything else good this week? We have gone very, very
dark. I spent a week at a festival, so all my things are likely to be surrounding that. I'm trying to, you know, there's lots of things that I like, but that I could speak passionately about right now.
Right now.
No, not really.
I like honey.
Yeah, I like honey. Thank you, bees.
Mm. Oh, that's something I like. That Marmite thing, which is good for people as well. Marmite stops mosquitoes going for you. And other insects that like to bite. Eating it, yeah. Having a bit of Marmite on toast once a week. Even if you don't like it, think of it as medicine and just do it. If you get bitten a lot, it's well worth doing. Like, you still might get bitten occasionally, but it seriously, like, dampens out the effects.
Right, for anyone who's listening to this, possibly, who doesn't live in the UK, Marmite is like the essence of brown.
It's yeast extract. It's often a thing that's left over from brewing.
Mm.
Like, that's what it comes from. Like, and it's vegetarian. Like, they have Vegemite, but Marmite is Vegemite. That's, it's just like the oversimplification of names.
Are they the same thing though? They taste the same. I've never.
Yeah, they do taste the same. It's like how like supermarkets have their own brand version of What's It or some other, and they like to call them cheese puffs. It's like, yeah, it says exactly what it is on the tin: a puff of cheese, Vegemite.
Mm.
Yeah, it's the same deal. But it's the same. Marmite is the same stuff, but it works. A mate told me about that after reading it in an Indian travel guide while he was travelling in India, and that's what he was doing to stop them biting him over there, which obviously worked. But I tried it, because I get bitten really, really badly, and I tried it, and it totally works. But then I hadn't had any for like a week when I went to this festival and got bitten badly on the first day. And then they went and got us up, and then I stopped getting bitten badly. Which is good, because I had over 50 bites. But my need was met, because I got Marmite, and they fucked off.
Was that what you really needed?
That was what I needed, yeah. I really needed them. I needed to stop being bitten, because it was irritating me. And what needed to happen for that was for them to leave me alone. What needed to happen for that was for me to eat some Marmite. This was achieved. They left me alone.
My tip for avoiding mosquitoes is to hang around with Al and hide the Marmite.
This is an efficient tactic.
That's good. They fucking love it.
Yeah, that happened when we were in Trinidad, and we were there, and it was like marshy, which is kind of like the worst for mosquitoes. That was the bad day for mosquitoes, but it was after I had the Marmite, so it was okay. When it rained the next day, fucking shit loads of them, because it's easier for them to get out of the ground and stuff.
They live in the ground?
Yeah.
Why?
It's where things get the herbs and stuff.
Okay.
But when it's wet, then they can get out much more easily. So you always get loads after it's rained.
Kind of like the next Chronicles of Riddick film. They all come out the ground when it rains.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah. But
really?
Like
a twist on Pitch Black?
Oh no. That's what worries me about that film. It looks like it's all the bits from the other films.
What worries me about that film is it's a film that has Vin Diesel in a leading role.
Why?
Blasphemy. I didn't like Pitch Black.
You didn't like Pitch Black?
I didn't like Chronicles of Riddick.
Chronicles of Riddick, I understand. I totally understand people not liking Chronicles of Riddick. I still thought it was okay. I didn't think it was great, but I didn't wish that I could have my money back or anything. I thought it was entertaining enough. But the first one, that was one of the best like alien films that had been out for years when that came out. People just weren't making decent sci-fi, I think, at that time.
Not wrong, they were not making decent sci-fi when they made it.
Still are. Certainly not decent alien sci-fi. Like, there may have been some other good science fiction movies, but not in that same way. And yeah, I thought Pitch Black was ace, man. He was a great little psycho killer dude.
First film, I do agree. I think the first film was mint. And yeah. I like the first, second film because it's just like space coming on, but not as good as Conan.
I didn't.
Well, you can, because this is things we like, son.
Oh! Snap. Conan, I like that. I like the fact that Schwarzenegger's coming back as Conan.
Yeah, yeah.
Old man Conan on his throne wants to die.
It just seemed like, yeah, well. I want to see it.
Yeah. Terminator 5, I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do with.
He's back for that as well, isn't he?
Yes.
I don't know how that works.
Really. I don't know.
Unless they're going to give him like a facelift before they start shooting. Don't see it.
The only way it can work is he's either the dude that they based the Terminators on, or he's a kind of Terminator they made, and it's like, oh, it's going to grow old like a human. So they happen to an old Terminator.
Or they just made an older style because...
To fuck with people.
Yeah, why not? You're not looking like for an old man, like...
Yeah, why'd they make him look like fucking the toughest guy in the universe? Make him look like grandmas. That makes more sense.
I don't know. I think Skynet has a lot to learn about 20th century humanity. Mm.
21st century humanity.
Well, they sent him back to the 20th century originally.
Yeah, but after the TV show, it all got a bit... No, it's all a bit silly.
So another thing that I didn't watch.
TV show?
The Sarah Connor Chronicle?
It's worth it if you're ready for a staggering full stop and massive disappointment.
I'm not ready for that.
Nor am I.
But it's got good stuff. It's got production value, a lot of good dudes and chicks in, good writing. You know, just a shame. Liked it at the time.
What, I think a subsection. Things I have liked.
Post-dated.
I don't currently like them.
Another thing I like from this festival.
Oh.
Yeah, oh really? It's Ian Yeardon, is it? Well, tough shit.
Oh, it's like Glastonbury all over again, the most boring Glastonbury that ever happened. Oh,
Glastonbury was good.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing.
We all went to Glastonbury this year.
Everybody had a really dull time. Nothing much happened.
Even mystery guest went to Glastonbury.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but...
No, go on.
It's tough. Sound had the... Who can do amazing bloody flute boxing, which was absolutely awesome. We're all just
describe
flute boxing.
It's when you beatbox and play the flute at the same time.
Okay, cool. I was thinking more like a pugilist.
but beatboxing and flute playing at the same time. But it was just awesome. It was something I like. There you go.
Fucking A.
I'm not expanding on it any further than that.
Fine. What's the dude's name? Is he like commercially available?
Yeah, probably in some capacity. Although, I'll probably put information about that on the blog. If I can get him, I'd rather ask his permission first. I'm sure he would say yes, but I'd rather do that. His name's Sam, but that ain't going to help you find him. So. If you're listening to this, I will put you on there. And I will find out and put his details on.
Oh, shit! To his stuff. Duct tape, we like duct tape.
Oh, yeah, we do love duct tape. Duct tape is absolutely amazing stuff.
Yeah.
I really want to try and make a tent out of duct tape. It's definitely doable. And duct tape held up my garage roof for about 4 or 5 years. Like, not my garage roof, my garage door even. The rails that the garage door slid on.
It was kind of half a roof anyway, that
it
door.
It just held... that for about 4 or 5 years, which is incredibly impressive, to be perfectly honest.
That's good.
Even though that door nearly killed me on several occasions,
it's left people with scars and destroyed people's clothing, but it no longer exists. And hey, more fool than the hitter. You knew it was there.
It nearly killed me.
Secret.
It nearly killed me like Emilio Estevez in Mission Impossible 1.
Well, I think that's a bit of an exaggeration. You walked into a spike. You didn't get vaulted on top of a lift into a set of spikes, that dropped. You know,
the speed I can move at is pretty much the same thing.
I don't think it's really the same. It's not like in many ways running a spike.
You did.
I would have gone.
You did
right,
also.
It would have gone right
it's
through
that
body.
Thing though that if you're not noticing and you step into something, like everyone's done that. I mean, you like proper step in. Like it's like stubbing a toe.
Charlie,
you're walking through that. You're not giving. You're not like, oh, I'm just going to stop against this. You're trying to like move your foot through something, and that really frigging hurts. Well, you do that into your brain with a massive metal spike hanging off a garage door.
Yeah,
you potentially could have killed yourself, but you didn't, so it's fine. Mm. You probably just spiked your head a little bit.
No one killed themselves.
No, Andy got a nice chunk on him. Cruz proper tore his back on it, I think.
Yeah, Reed's got a head scarf on that.
It's kind of bad, really, I suppose. I could have put something on it. But
we knew it was there.
Yeah, that's it. When you know something's there, you just avoid it, don't you? But I suppose guests don't.
I think it was only like that for a few months.
Yeah.
It was the garage.
Yeah. The garage was amazing.
Yeah.
Happy times, happy place.
No, it is dead.
Your spirit lives on. Thanks for that, Jim.
Cheers. true. Yeah. But you still have the, God, I was going to say headstone. Fucking dark. You still have
it the, is the headstone. That's what I want to use it as in the end. It's going to be like a gravestone.
For is
the
it not going to be the birthing of a new garage wherever it respawns? It would
be possible, yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
It would be nice.
So it's more of a garage seed.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I kept a panel from my old garage that had stuff written on it.
The original rules of shithead.
Well, not, it's not rules. It's no, like, it's our, it's our... It's
effectively the rules. That's what we're
referring to. It's our rules. It's our other set of rules.
I think it is, in fact, titled Shithead Rules, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not the same as the... It's not the game rules. It's the card rules.
Yeah.
It's like what the different cards are.
Mm.
Not necessarily what the different cards do. That's another thing we like. Shithead. Shithead's a great game.
Do you play Shithead? Appears everybody in the world plays some variation of Shithead. What's the game that you said it was kind of like?
Like a blackjack or something.
I remember you said it was like something like, not cribbage.
It's not like cribbage.
Cribbage is also a game that I like. That in fact, everyone here likes. Yeah. Mystery Guest has yet to play it.
He does not.
He can't really say whether he likes it or not.
Mm.
He just refuses to play it.
What do you think, Mystery Guest?
I think cribbage is amazing. Oh, I well play it.
No way, really?
Oh, well, we'll just stop the podcast and have a game.
Yay!
Oh, sweet. Well, that's...
He's not actually here.
God, you destroyed the illusion.
That was just him throwing his voice, but he can't play cards if he's not really here.
Yeah. I'm sure the sensitive listener amongst you may have heard him leave earlier.
He was disgusted with us.
I am quite frankly disgusted with him, but you know, this is things we like.
Yeah, cribbage, cracking game. It's like an old like piratey game, pirate or seaman game, naval game, something like that. But yeah, it's a well good game, isn't
it? It is. It's an awesome
Shithead
game.
Is also the world of game, and I don't know where Shithead originated, but loads of people play Shithead and do call it different names occasionally, but and have different rules. But it's all the same premise.
It's all more or less.
You don't want to be the loser.
No, you don't.
Because that's who Shithead is.
Yeah. I've never met other groups of people who play with in excess of 10 decks of cards.
Yeah, we do, kind of. We shake it up a little bit.
I think we're up to 15 in the 10. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many you guys have in the garage.
With more cards now than we ever did before.
Yeah, but some people have played higher ups and downs than we've played.
Mm.
Like, in Shithead, you have a load of cards face down, a load of cards face up, and then cards in your hand. And then once you've gone through the motions of playing out the cards in your hand and a stack of cards that you keep on having to pick up from, you then play the cards that are face up and then play the cards that are face down. But, yeah, like, it originally starts with one deck where you have three cards face down and three cards face up, and we kind of took it to, you know, a standard would be somewhere around 20 odd, face up and face down.
50.
But, yeah, but the biggest they ever did at the garage was 100 and 100.
Yeah,
the biggest game of Shithead ever.
Amy, officially world's biggest Shithead.
I believe so.
Forever.
Cruise was the last Shithead of the garage, officially.
Yeah, the last Shithead of the garage.
Did he kill a man on a mountaintop who just killed his son? Instead of him hurling over a waterfall.
No, you just lost the last game of shit.
Oh.
So,
I think that's it. I don't think there's anything else in the world left to like. Everything else is terrible.
I still have one thing I like.
You good? What?
I'm not allowed to talk about.
Yeah, I like your idea for a horror ballet on roller skate.
Forgot about that. It'd be terrifying.
Well, quite probably, but maybe not for the reasons that you think so.
No, they're the reasons I think so. You can't think that. You've got to commit to actually doing it seriously, and then results will happen by themselves.
A mixture of roller skates and horror is something that I not necessarily think that I could take seriously.
Have you never seen Starlight? Actually, I've never seen Starlight Express. That's the roller skates one, right?
Yeah, but I don't think they have quite a horror to it.
I don't think it's necessarily taken that seriously.
No. Sci-fi or something. They look like a train.
They are trains. They're playing trains.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's like Thomas the Tank Engine, the musical. Well, I'll tell you what I like. The new Pope.
Yeah.
I certainly like him more than the old Pope.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
He's been a little bit nicer to the gays.
And the poor.
which is good. A good stance to take. Pope said very recently that it's okay to be gay. It's still a sin to commit a homosexual act, according to the Pope.
Mm.
But he doesn't mind you being a gay, as long as you don't act on it. Was the general
not
gist.
Really.
Oh, well, that's better than the old popes, who were like, you just don't be gay.
He said if you're a good person and you love God, then why should he care?
It's not his right to judge people, which is, is big ground for the Pope.
Yeah, also given that he's put in a position where he's perhaps meant to be the person that they see is meant to judge.
I don't know. I mean, I know it's
all believe that God is the only person who judges, but then they set him up as God's representative on earth, don't they? Isn't that the deal?
He's the priest of Jesus. It's Jesus' priest.
So he's like, surely then, if he's God's representative on earth, then they've created him as a person who is supposed to judge. And he's decided to judge that being gay ain't as bad as it used to be. So, well, good on him, I suppose. But
yeah,
we'll wait and see. He could still fucking pull out a horrendous one if he wanted to.
He did say something along the lines of as well that the church has spoken and we're not having women priests, but we do need to find more things for them to do other than make the tea.
More nuns.
Did he really say that?
Something along those lines, like secretaries and things like that. I can't verify it right now. I'm in a shed.
Temple eye candy. Is that what he said?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I'm sure he didn't. Although it'd be ace to hear the Pope say something like that.
Would be good.
I'm not going to say that. It's thinking about it. We must get to the Pope. He's not necessarily somebody I like. I suppose,
I like the fact he said that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the best Pope that's existed in my lifetime.
Do you reckon? I thought, what's his face?
John Paul II.
He was pretty good, really.
I think he was a bit dodgy as well.
Yeah. He was better than the guy before him who said all the shit about condoms in Africa, though, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So the guy before him?
Well, John Paul was Pope for quite a while. I think that happened under his leadership.
He didn't say that, did he?
I don't think he said it, but he was the head of the church when they were telling the Africans that you could still get AIDS if you used the condom, so don't use them.
I think he was Pope since, 81.
I need to check that because that's quite a large basis to like or dislike something. Oh, now for our mystery guest.
Oh, it's mystery guest. Hi.
He's got a stick.
He's got two.
You got two sticks, mystery guest.
Do you like sticks?
Hear the sound of his drum.
He marches to a different one.
Every day.
What's this, mystery guest?
Your mystery guest got a mystery object.
Taking it out of my reach. He appears to be displaying it.
Something in a bag.
It's an iPod. Other MP3 players are available. I know we don't work for the BBC.
Generalisation. Made out of pen. Has anything actually happened this week, apart from terrible things? What?
Did you get less dark?
No.
Maintained, I suppose.
This has been a pretty dark.
It has been a dark week.
Yeah, you've had a lovely, fluffy time of it. Out here in the real world, it's just
horrible shit. Much better. Yeah, I don't know. I'd seen some pretty dark news before I went away, and then there seems to be some fairly dark news when I got back. So, maybe just go and live in the woods for a while.
Wars, rumors of wars, big crashes, popes.
But anyway, rumors this has been things we like.
What rumours of wars we got?
Rumours of wars? Oh, this is my theory. Yeah. I like this theory.
I like Jim's theory.
I think World War III is sort of started now, and it's all happening in secret. All sounds crazy, but...
What?
No, it does sound crazy, but there's a creed... I support, in some ways, the possibility that it is true, that what happens if there's effectively a cyber war going on? Mystery guest has just, robbed mystery things, really. I didn't feel he could even say it.
Jeez, I enjoy your mystery, Ian.
Can I tinker with the robot? That's all you had to say, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, and thank you. And maybe please. If a war is, how you said it before, two states, or more than one state combining together against another series of states.
Coalescing into two unilateralized diaposing opposites.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
So if you had two opposing sides. Well, if that's happening in a cyber sense, if, say, Russia and China have seriously upped their level of attacks in a cyber sense against, Britain and America, say, I'm sure more nations than that would be involved, but the idea that those lines were formulating in cyberspace, as it were, would they even necessarily tell us? Because that could create a physical manifestation of the war, whereas they would, it's less impactful on human life to leave it as a cyber war. But then that's the thing, would they tell us? So it could very well be occurring right now, but we wouldn't even be aware of it.
Plus, I think it has a sort of physical element in the Syrian conflict. With Russia and China kind of backing the incumbent government, and we're sort of backing the rebels, even though we know it's like kind of full of Al Qaeda, whatever Al Qaeda is. We're sending them guns.
We said we were sending them guns, and we are yet to send them guns.
Why don't you just join in? Don't
whisper. They're just trying to reel in. He's desperate to say something.
I'm not listening unless you join in the conversation.
Sorry, mystery guest.
Yeah, I'm not going to listen to mystery guest, to any whisperings the mystery guest wishes to do. If you wish to join in the conversation, mystery guest, join in the conversation, because we like to hear you talk.
That's what we like.
But I agree. I understand what you want to say is that's a regular war in the crux of if there's actual stuff going on. But the war, if there's a bigger thing than that, and also if they've chosen certain areas for live action warfare that isn't really within the states that are partaking in the cyber war, that's kind of a different thing. Mm. Especially if they're deliberately separating the knowledge that's occurring, there is a difference in that, I think.
It's all revolving, or at least it seems.
I don't even necessarily believe that is the case. I understand where you're coming from.
But it's kind of like coming around from there's a naval base in Syria, a Russian one, and it's the most westernmost one with access to the Mediterranean.
This is still things we like.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. What the fuck's going on? But it all started because they're backing them because they want to keep the naval base, and we'd be kind of cool if they didn't have that naval base, which is why America started backing the rebels. This is all a lot of hearsay in it and fact.
But yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's the thing during the Second World War, isn't it, with all the Suez Canal and stuff, powers over water territories in that area of the world. That's the cyber war, imperial war for important physical locations, isn't it?
I think the cyber war is the more important half of it.
I don't know, there's other elements of that, because often in war there's the idea that was born certainly from the Second World War of the fight for hearts and minds, and when you're in a digital age, the information that's available can have a greater impact on that as well. Come on.
It's not the people behind computers that do the actual killing in the war.
Yet.
I don't
drones.
Know.
Drones.
Some people already have, surely. Yeah, they've been behind a computer.
People have killed people with flying robots.
Yeah. When they've been sat at a computer control.
Crazy fucking thing to say.
Yeah, but
people have been killing people, possibly today, with flying robots.
I did see an article about
the war
crimes again.
Listen, don't curtail where it goes. It just goes.
But I'm just pointing out the fact that it's continuously going back to war and darkness and bleak shit.
Yeah, but you
horror.
Stepped out of the
That's
room. We
like.
Had a light period and then you stepped in and it came back.
You're the negative force.
Yeah, dude, we were talking about flowers and daisies.
Well, I won't say anything else going on.
And
flowers and daisies.
No, do say other things. Just get involved in the conversation.
I'm not getting involved in that past about it.
So successfully not involved in the conversation there.
Yeah. Do you like science?
Yes, I do.
Oh, excellent.
I don't know why I do that small, squeaky voice.
For mystery guest.
Sorry. You won't know, because you're going to bleep it anyway.
I know, but it creates problems.
Does it?
Yeah, because I might bleep over something else someone else is saying, because it has to bleep over.
So I can undo the bleeping
something
like that. Somehow fractalise it as soon as you get it. It's
complex.
I had
a very simple problem
that
when I was in Stargate Hertz, that we could do that with.
What's Stargate
Hertz,
the greatest band ever?
Probably the pop punk scene. In the early 2000s.
You should perform again, you know.
Well, we could. Let's leave it at that.
I've got to go and do something in the garden that I like.
Excuse me.
Okay. Wait, no, I'm not. I'm going to a gilded bathroom at the top of the tower.
Excuse me.
I think I possibly have one of the nicest weeds I've ever had, actually. But, at the festival.
Good.
I don't know why. I think it was... You know, sometimes when you feel like you've got multiple bladders because you wee, and it's like you've got full stream and then it slows down.
And it tails off. Yeah.
And then it goes full stream again. And you're like, well, hang on. How the fuck did... It's one of those sort of moments, but out in the woods in the morning. It's like... Yeah, wow, this is just a ridiculously long way in the woods, like, but it was nice. Yeah, something I like.
Good. I can't think of the last notable way that I had, unfortunately.
I think you forget easily, but that was so recent for me.
You do it quite often, but it's very important when it's happening.
Yeah. Notable ways, too?
What, the greatest ones ever?
Well, personal experience. I don't think, you know, you can bring in that Gulliver. Greatest wheeze ever. He did have a good one. He put out a big fire in Lilliput with his wheeze.
That's true. And then Jack Black did it.
Oh.
Ted Danson's one was way better.
God, yeah, that was awesome. That had him going to like Grobniak and whatever, didn't it?
Yeah.
Look for it on, I don't know, iTunes.
Yeah.
Ted Danson's version of Gulliver's Travels.
It's been too long since I've seen it.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's pretty mean.
How do you feel about The Adventures of Baron Munchausen?
Oh, that's class.
Yeah,
yes.
One of the best films ever.
The most recent film that was akin to that was actually The Fall. Yeah, I also enjoyed The Fall.
The Fall?
It's important.
I hear it's a bit serious, though.
Is that
it
the
is,
one
but it's like
the
in the same way
the,
Baron Munchausen
in
was
the
like,
military hospital thing and the little girl that talks about the dream.
It's a stuntman who talks a food story. But the imagery is beautiful. It's really well acted, and it's quite attractive at the same time as being lazy.
Really, background to the darkness of the, not the original story, but the original film version, was a Nazi propaganda film.
What the fuck? Oh, yeah, he's an old German character, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's almost like a take on the Don Quixote story, though, isn't it?
I believe so. A lot of indigenous folk tales seem to sprout up with similar stories for different areas.
Don Quixote is sad.
Who makes my mate Don Quixote?
Terry Gilliam again.
He tried the animated version I watched as a child.
Don Quixote?
It's good. You fight someone and you think it's a monster.
Fights a windmill.
Goes to war against the windmill, gets his armour on and goes to fight it thinking it's a dragon, I think it was.
Oh, that wasn't like a Disney one or something, was it?
No, it's just like some kind of like semi-independent animated movie.
I wouldn't try to fight a windmill.
I fought one.
How did it go?
Got scars.
Yeah. Unless you got patience for the windmill, if you detonated the fire within a windmill, it would actually finish it off pretty quickly.
Why is Tim Burton always blowing up windmills?
His power's so explosive.
He's like, I think he's doing another Alice in Wonderland.
I know. I think they are making another Alice in Wonderland. But he's not playing.
Any chance to Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter feature something like that?
Johnny Depp is back. Or maybe, I don't know, this Lone Ranger thing's been a bit of a shitter for him.
Oh, yeah, that one really stopped his career.
Does he own him right now?
Yeah, but yeah. Like, he's been in more than one part film he survived. I think we'll get another role.
Yeah, Pirates 5. Maybe.
Yeah.
On the horizon.
Pirates 4 was bad. Going back, The Lone Ranger, I kind of liked it, I guess.
I didn't have nothing yet.
Rabbit.
I'm yet to see it.
It's better than it's made out to be, but given how bad people said it was, I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, but a lot of people.
Tom fucking Wilkinson. I did like him.
Yeah. I don't want to get involved in the conversation per se, but like a lot of the knee-jerk reaction towards the sort of like the stigma of his pagan sort of backgrounds as opposed to a Christian religion, which makes no sense in a Native American ideology anyway.
Well, so. They got it both ways. They got it, the Christians being upset that there's pagan stuff in it, and pagan. And like the actual Native Americans and pagans and all kinds of people who are kind of grouped together got pissed off because it was kind of taking the piss of it. And I don't think it was either.
And the Bill Clinton effect. I smoked weed but I didn't inhale it, which alienated him from the right wing people who don't like people who take drugs.
and the people who smoke weed, because it was a waste of weed.
Yeah, it sounded like a pussy.
Yeah. I did enjoy Obama's response. Of course I inhaled, that's the point.
Yeah. Have you watched The Union yet?
I will watch The Union. I almost watched it the other day.
The Union is something I like. It's a great documentary.
Hey Alf, what's that film about?
The whole cannabis legalisation argument. Yeah, it's well worth watching. Incredibly interesting documentary. And makes some interesting points. But there's a person in that that's just sort of, when they say that about Bill Clinton saying he didn't inhale, he's just like, grow up. Like, you know, as if. It's ridiculous. Of course he inhaled. No, you just, that's just watching somebody tragically fail at tap dancing in front of a massive audience. Like, do you understand what I mean by that?
I'm sorry, yeah. There's some kind of sign language going on across the room that we can't confuse.
Stop it!
It's mystery guest, don't worry.
Mystery guest, no! Yeah, it is, like...
It was an excellent film, but you're right, I thought it was brilliant, like, political points, social points, it was very well put together.
It's just reached the stage as well. I mean, that was done in 2007, and interestingly, what some of the experts were saying in the end of it was in America, certainly were saying, you know, it is going to get legalised eventually. And when you skip forward from the documentary being made in 2007, like, the guy who said that 40 years ago, and he said he thought it'd be legalised within 10 years, and then it wasn't. But then at the end of the documentary, he's still saying he thinks it should be legalised. He still thinks it should be legalised. Yeah, at the end of the documentary, he says that he still thinks that it's definitely going to get legalised. And that was in 2007, and we're in 2013, and in America, where he was specifically talking about it, it's been legalised for medical use in 17 states, and actually legalised, not even decriminalised like Amsterdam, it has actually been legalised in 5 states.
Bizarre.
So, you know, it is on its way, certainly there, and if you think America is probably the one of, if not the most vocal, you know, member of the drug war, as it were, then, you know, you'd think that when it starts to slide there eventually and fully, it's going to slide everywhere else. Canada had already wanted to try and legalise it a couple of times, but because of the obviously close proximity to America, and that whole scene has made it very, very difficult.
It's in the movie, isn't it?
Pardon?
It's in the movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like that guy, the drug czar, turning up to some press conference. Him saying shit and the audience there just going, you're a liar, like, you know, that's a lie, like, he's just, hey, you invited me down here, and it's like, no we didn't, like,
fuck you.
Yeah, like, nobody got like that heated, but yeah, it was just quite funny, just like, yeah, no, we're just not going to believe that anymore. It was nice to see that at a press conference, but it's still not legal over there, so it didn't obviously help that much, but yeah. And that documentary is well worth watching. It's just interesting. Like, it's one of the other things, like, totally aside from recreational use, but when you look at what it does for people with serious medical conditions, like, you know, there's a guy in that, I can't remember what condition he's got. MS, was it?
Yeah,
Multiple sclerosis, is that? And, like, the difference in him between, like, what he was like when he got in to have the interview, like, they did it at his home and he'd been out and stuff, and he got in, and the way he was compared to after he'd had a pipe and had just a little bit to smoke, the difference was astounding. You know what I mean? And that's like a physical pain thing for them, but also the ability to communicate more easily because their whole body relaxes so much more, and we don't allow people to do that, like, because we think it's illegal and we think it's bad for you, and it's like, that's just... What, because we can't make it in a lab and sell it as a pill, you're going to withhold the ability to heal yourself in that way? That's more of a crime.
The reason it's getting legalised is they've got bigger worries. They can't afford to, like, be concentrated on that when meth is getting everywhere. It's going to be all over the place over here soon.
But then that's another, like, another, my personal argument with all of that is that, you know, you should, you know, help those that need help, and don't criminalise those that don't hurt other people. Like, you know, half the people, well, most of the people that would say drugs are bad drink, and you just see in the data that drink is so much worse. But we've
on to point, it's a natural point. It's still quite a controversial first show.
Yeah, Jesus, man.
I started as a show called Things We Like. And
I know, and I wasn't even allowed to talk about the other thing. Because I said I liked a documentary, I'm sorry. We should maybe just edit out that whole thing and we'll talk about a different documentary that I like.
It's not illegal to like drugs.
No.
It's just illegal to possess them.
Plus, I don't possess any, so it's fine.
Even though no one's probably going to be listening to this, you're putting this out and like, hey, everybody, meth's alright.
I'm not saying meth's alright, that's not my point. I kind of come from an attitude of like, if you're going to do something that's really bad for you, don't make people go and buy it off a dealer. They really want to do it. Fucking let a doctor give it to them, because, or a nurse or something, because I'd rather they were there to help them when they fuck themselves up. Like,
they're trying to do that in Brighton. We talked about this before, that kind of crazy drug clinic.
Yes.
You don't know?
Yeah. We're not into the crazy drugs. Yeah,
they are. No, but the point, you know, like, I thought you guys were going to divert into about the things we like, and you've just gone like through.
Well, that is something I like, though. It's not. It's something I like, that there's a drug project out there that's helping people. Like,
I like giant robots, and there's a lot of them about at the moment. It makes me very happy.
I did see an article on the internet. I don't know if you've heard of the internet.
Is that the thing with the phone lines and stuff?
Yeah, DSL, I believe we refer to it in the moment, right?
Ooh.
There was a competition, you know, in this specific room, and they've got their big robots. They're called Jaegers, and they have names. There was a competition to think of British names.
Ah, we do need one for the sequel, yeah.
Chuddy Barrett.
I think the winner of the competition was Mornington Crescent.
Oh, fuck,
he had
a
multiple rocket launch system for a head.
Also, he should be able to completely camouflage himself as well.
Little Chef was Crescent. In there.
Little Chef.
Little nice. Chef.
Oh, that would have been sound. And a good way for Little Chef to finally make some money again.
No, they're fucked.
It's quite good. Don't have any details, but you search for British Jaegers on the internet. Fucking I'm sure you'll find it eventually.
Oh, we've got to put some in.
We'll put a link on the blog.
Yeah. Can you think of the British Jaeger right now?
Robot Hood.
Robot Hood? Ooh, it's not bad. Gordon Bennett?
Oh.
May have been in there. Really? I don't know, there was like
Queen Bastard.
Queen Bastard.
Oh shit, something called the Iron Dreadnought that does look like a giant Queen Victoria. Wait, didn't they do that in like Doctor Who or something? Not balls to it. Jeez.
The Cornish pasty.
Never eat the crust.
What's a quintessentially British thing then?
Like old school British.
Churchill.
Fuck yeah.
Colonialism.
Concentration camps.
Nah, come on. There's people who've been colonising since before we were around.
Oh, I think we
were really good at it.
That's because we've got out into so many times we've got good at it.
We're one of the most heavily colonised bits of Earth on Earth.
I like that. Right there. Stonehenge.
Fuck yeah, you could have them like with a nice sort of Stonehenge-y influence design around his neck. Kind of like the Chernobyl one looks like a, was it Cherno Alpha? Kind of looks like a Chernobyl nuclear pile.
Yeah.
I'm yet to see specific room.
Spoilers?
I think, you know, any film which has a premise of a big monster fights a big robot, I am going to enjoy, at least at a base level. So, you know, he was off to a winner from the start. I'm sure I'll watch it one day and enjoy it.
We should build one. Well, not, I don't like a Jaeger, but people are building mechs in the backyard. Getting pretty good now.
I don't want to sound pessimistic. I don't think any of us possess the knowledge to build a mech.
We'll just go to one of those tech labs in Manchester where people just hang out and develop things. No, a 25-foot one. Arbitrary.
Arbitrary?
No, arbitrary.
Oh, the word robot means?
Slave.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think that's probably the main reason they wonder they'll rise up against them.
They're not going to be happy when they find that out.
I tell you what though, if the robots do rise against us, I'm dragging that.
Fuck yeah.
I'm proud.
I've seen the Matrix.
You're a system enslaving the whole of the human race. Well, for exterminating the whole of the human race.
If they want me, they might find me a nice desk job. I don't see why, because I think a robot is much better at happening than I am. But
they might want you to make desks. They might like old school homes.
Well, like a kitsch human craft shop.
They might be kind of like keen on human stuff, because they're like, isn't that a bit...
I enjoy the non-symmetrical nature of your table. We would never have built this.
It's only the Matrix, so towards the end of the third film, so you realise that a lot of people probably just wanted to be in there anyway.
Oh, the Matrix.
It is true. I thought, spoiled it for everyone.
I don't know, but it all goes... You don't know what's going to happen. Is everyone going to find out? Is everyone going to get the option? It leaves it very...
I think for the most sort of like part of humanity, sort of like 5 minutes in the real world as it is there in the post-apocalyptic future, you'd be thinking, nah, I'm just going to go back.
Put me back in, please.
I've been like brought up today on the situation.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Yes. Protein goo. Not the most appetizing meals to have first, either.
Mm. Nice juicy fake digital steak.
Yep. Especially if your evil overlords are now in a... uneasy truce with you, and you might as well go back in and eat steak.
And it's okay to eat steak in Matrix, because all your vegetarian morals go out the window. No cow died for you to eat that steak.
But does the cow have any kind of sentience? How well modelled are the cows?
Oh, well, maybe the cows do have sentience, but steak maybe is a line of code.
Maybe some of the cows are people.
Are we not all lines of code?
Maybe.
What?
Maybe reincarnation exists. Within the program.
Buddhist. There was a heavy Buddhist vibe in actually one of the animatrixes.
Yeah, the one where the robot gets retrained.
Yeah,
that's a... Yeah, quite a lot like a kind of DMT trip, really.
Really? A DMT trip? How what could that possibly mean?
I don't know. It's like,
I keep saying your name before I say these things.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's the idea that they show the robot that it's a type of energy, and that they're types of energy too, and really it's the ability to have a shared reality.
There's a great oneness to shit.
Yeah. Mm. That's like the Buddhist steel as well.
Yeah, it's okay to use our names as much as you want, considering they're not our real names. But Jim...
Well, that's not technically my real name either. Mm.
So, Jim.
Oh, the secret tower. Oh, my God.
It's called James. Oh, no.
Jesus, we're going to have to burn the house down again. I'm quite liking the storms we've been having. There's not enough lightning.
I've missed them. They keep telling me there are going to be storms whilst I'm at work, and I sit in front of a window that's like 20 feet long. I think that would be amazing to just sit and watch storms instead of doing my job, but the storms retreat when I go to work, and it's just sunny, and that makes me not want to be in work.
Mm.
To be honest, I don't want to be in work when it's rainy either. So.
Saying that, you do like it. Well, it was cool to be for it to be a rainy day when you're in school, especially in sort of like the very early years, because like playground that filled with water. And when you're that small, it looks like quite a lot of water.
Yeah.
Oh, words of wisdom.
Do you have any variations of the games that you play in yards on football painted lines? Jesus! I should have thought about that before I said it.
Should start again?
You know the paint of the painted yards? Variations on games that you can learn that.
Oh, that's an interesting question. Yeah, I like that question.
I didn't. I can't say I did a lot of running.
Not even like TIG? Or TAG?
A lot of our playing grounds were hard concrete.
We actually had a zombie.
Zombie?
Where someone started off as a zombie, and you could only keep on the lines that were painted. So someone went into crossing to sort of like other sort of like games like the ball, the netball, the ball. Painted ground instead of the football sort of painted ground. It meant that you could actually sort of like run along, you ran along the line, see you caught someone, they also became a zombie, and then both of you had to catch everyone, so there was only one remaining.
Could you not end up trapped on the netball court though?
You could, but then you'd become a zombie.
Mm.
The older they're on, they're chaining you unlocked intersections of the lines, you know.
Wish I had a game of True American.
What's True American?
Fucking awesome.
The rules seem fairly made up in that as well, which is nice.
There'll be rules out there, we can find them and make up stuff that we need.
That fits better with our own culture.
Possibly. No, fuck, we've got to be Americans. We've got to be Americans. Disregard that. Right, it's a TV show that we like called New Girl, which is a couple of years old, but we've only just got into.
And it's like a total guilty secret. Feels like we shouldn't like it, but every time I watch it, I laugh my ass off. It's like, I shouldn't like this program as much as I do.
Quirky, zooey, funny.
Yeah, it is funny. Schmidt, man, he's fucking hilarious. Live action Cartman, but in a better. Weird way.
Legendary.
I don't know, better, but
different.
Definitely different and weird. But very funny.
I like his flashback fat self.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have a game in it that is named True American, which is largely drinking and standing on things. We do anyway, so we're going to play at some point. We might, next things we like, we're going to play True American live, recorded.
Oh, cool. That sounds like a well good idea. Mm, are we going to do that on a Monday night? Because I have work on a Tuesday morning.
We'll do it a different night.
We do need to find a better slot.
Yeah.
We have conflicting schedule.
This is bad.
I work till 10.
Yeah, June. What? We can do it on a Sunday or something, or...?
I work till 4:30 on Sunday. So, yeah, I'll put it off to work at 10.
And I work till 9. Right, Sunday night would be okay, but...
Yeah, that would work for me.
Well, that's the thing we like. Sorting things out about things we like.
Scheduling.
Scheduling.
Oh, God. I fucking love scheduling.
I don't.
Scheduling?
I have to do a lot of work in finding lists of documents, putting the lists together, and sending them out to people. It's not very good.
Oh, goodness.
Can't say I like it.
I think so.
Do you think that's it? We liked everything we like?
It's not been a strong week for likes. It's been pretty dark, but I think that's it.
We'll do better next time.
Will we?
Probably not, but hopefully we'll be...
Well, yeah, hopefully next issue? What do you even say?
I don't know.
Next event.
Well, this has been Things We Like.
It's been Things We Like. If you like things, please feel free to send the things that you like to thingswelike@hotmail.com. We like things.
We like things. Was it? Is it We Like Things?
We Things Like...
thingswelike@hotmail.com. If you want to look at the blog, it's wethingslike.wordpress.com. Apparently you can find us on iTunes.
We're available on iTunes.
So the chances are, if there's a thing that you like and we like it, we'll probably end up talking about it as well.
True. Debating the likingness of it.
Yeah.
Oh god, well, that was Things We Like.
One more time with feelings.
That's Things We Like, motherfucker. We're gonna like some more things later. It has been a little bit dark this week, but generally I think that's because, you know,
dark things happen. But hopefully we'll pay attention to the things we like more from this week and bring those. And I won't just be in a field all week, so hopefully there'll be more things that I like.
We do have back issues that will be available shortly about things that we actually do like.
Probably almost immediately. And, Jesus, some of the things we like in those, you're going to like them.
Cheese. Oh, and I can't even eat that at the moment, but yeah.
There's an epic amount of cheese.
Yeah, we talked about that for like 45 minutes or something.
God.
One last thing that I like, just to play us out, is the fact that Jim considers a beaver and its tail two separate
things. And that the anus tastes of strawberry.
That's actually completely true. If you've eaten something that tastes like strawberries today, that's from a beaver's anus. And I like that.
Unless it was a strawberry.
Unless it was an actual strawberry, in which case it would have to be a... incredible series of events for that to be out of the beaver's anus.
And on that note, this has been Things We'd Like. I'm Jan.
I'm Jim.
I'm Al.
And this is our mystery guest.
Yay!
I just say one thing.
Can you not at least make a noise?
Please, Mr. Stranger. We'd like it.
Crinkle your
camera. It counteract all the doom. Go on.
He's off Chinese and he's on the plane.
Right, okay, well, we'll see in about 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.
Like stuff. We fucking love duct tape.
You do love duct tape.